Lexington, Kentucky on a wintry day with temperatures dipping down to 8 degrees tonight. Welcome into the Bottom Line Sports Rocker Podcast for the Division Week, which would officially be Week 20 in the NFL. Joined by Beer Man from Classic Rock 92.1 Radio in Lexington, Kentucky.
Hey, buddies.
And Brad Taylor from ESPN 1300 Radio in Lexington, Kentucky, live from the LM Studios.
Thank you.
My name is Dead Air Dennis, since you guys won't say it.
Oh.
Do you want an intro?
Yeah. Give me an intro, Beer Man. Birthday boy.
Four-time radio DJ the year for Lexington, Kentucky.
Wow.
One-time Appalachian music, covering 13 states, radio personality of the year.
Preach.
Afternoon guru on Classic Rock 92.1 in Lexington. Ladies and gentlemen, Dead Air Dennis.
Wow. Thanks, Beer Man. Happy birthday to you.
Hey, thanks, buddies.
Yeah, happy birthday.
Thank you. Thank you.
I wish I had known you wouldn't have got a mangled card there.
I expected nothing.
That's good around here with this group.
I asked my daughter. I said, are you getting me anything for my birthday? She goes, no.
Yeah, but that's your daughter. That's different.
That is his daughter.
And 5 minutes later, she goes, Dad, can I have some money so I can get my boyfriend something for his birthday?
Oh, my God.
Oh, wow.
In a month.
Oh, that is bad.
That hurts a little bit, right? A little bit?
Nah. She was walking out the door earlier today.
You know, I blame her parents.
Wait a minute.
Never mind.
She was walking out the door earlier today, and she was like, bye, Dad, I love you. And I said, I love you, too.
Oh, wow.
And as she started to walk away, I go, are you forgetting something else? And she goes, happy birthday. I'm like, I have to remind you to tell me happy birthday.
Hey, but at least a teenage girl said, you know, that I love you. That's good.
Yeah, she's a great kid.
Teenage girls do not always say that to their parents.
She's a great kid.
So, yeah, there you go. That's a win for you.
I'm very proud of the kid that I have. Absolutely.
Very good. And I don't have any kids, so I cannot relate.
At least none that you, well, no, you would have.
No, he'd know.
I had three kids for a long time. My grandmother, my dad, and my mom. Now I'm down to one. So, yeah, it's.
Well, you don't do very good at taking care of them.
No,
then.
I don't. I don't. Just ask her.
I had three kids at one time, siblings.
Oh, yes. Oh.
Yeah. Yep. Noah, Eli, and Grace. I miss them so much. I looked at the little Christmas picture we took of all three of them today before I left the house.
Oh.
It's such a great picture, and they're so smiley and happy. Oh, man.
Were they visiting you in prison?
You're such a jerk.
They were foster kids.
I'm sorry.
They were our foster kids. We had them for a year and a half.
Oh, God bless.
And they're just beautiful.
God
adorable.
Bless. You're doing wonderful work when you do stuff like that. That's very admirable. And I'm not being a jerk here on this one.
No, you're not. And you know what? It is a lot. It's a lot to ask of anybody. But I'm telling you, the rewards that you feel while you're doing it and afterwards are well worth it. All of the pain and agony. And my wife is a saint.
Yes.
She is.
First of all, to put up with you. That's
so is Dorothy Mantooth.
You watch your mouth.
Dorothy Mantooth is a saint.
Exactly.
I'm going to call her and take her out for a nice chicken dinner, have some sex, and never call her again.
Dorothy Mantooth is a saint.
Oh, my gosh.
You keep her name out of your mouth. If you said anything about Judy Taylor now, that would be
where awful. Did you get those suits at the toilet store?
You guys ready to talk some division football?
Division weekend football. By the way, I have bad news for you, Beer Man. Good news for me.
Yeah.
After Sunday, there's going to be only three more football games.
I've talked about this on my show. Thanks for listening.
Oh, that's exactly where I got it. Yes.
We're down to the final seven games, and four of them are this weekend.
What are we going to do? What are you going to do during the bye week between the conference championships and the Super Bowl?
Sleep in.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You're coming on the show tomorrow?
Yes.
Yes, okay. All right. Probably not in person, though, right?
I don't know, man.
Well, that's crazy if you do. That's dumb on your
It's going to be 8 degrees tomorrow morning, 8 a.m., 8 degrees.
By the way.
Negative 8 or?
8.
Yeah.
By the way, I bumped into somebody that listened to us last Saturday.
Oh.
And he made the comment, my picks were incredible.
Oh.
Wow.
Who? And your dad, what else did he have to say about the show?
My dad's down in Florida.
Oh.
That was the week you copied everything off me, right?
What? Let's get to the results, recap. For the Super Wild Card round, Dead Air Dennis finished 3-3. Brad Taylor, 4-2.
Baby.
Beer Man, ladies and gentlemen, 5-1.
Wow. Ooh, which one did you miss?
Philly. The one that I felt the best about.
You're back down his stomach.
I remember you saying that. Like I was no.
Play the other ones light, but put everything you have on this one. How'd you? I wound up a loser for the week, and I went 5-1.
I hit 11 straight bets.
That's great.
I was very, very happy. This is the most I've been up on my FanDuel account. But it was a huge weekend. From the national championship to the Super Wild Card, we kind of blew it up there.
Very nice. Yeah. My account's a little bigger this week and last week than it was before that, too. We had a nice little run. So, yeah, there you go, folks. Moneymakers here in playoff time here on the Bottom Line Sports Rocker podcast. Now, I will ask you this. Did you happen to play any parlays this week?
I did.
You did? How'd those go?
I hit one, and it covered – what? I forgot what the – what did they send – oh, we had to pay it was a bonus bet kind of parlay, or not bonus bet. What do you call those damn things? No sweat bet.
No sweat parlay.
Yeah. I hit one. It paid $77, and it made up for the other two. Yeah.
Very nice. Very nice. Dennis, did you happen to play any parlays over the weekend?
I did. I had a 10-game parlay. I think it was the same thing. It might have been a bonus bet. It might have been a $5 bet, though. It was going to pay $480, and it came down to one thing, and it was Jalen Hurts scoring a touchdown. Which I don't like. I've told you personally. Yeah. We've had this conversation. I don't like adding the anytime touchdown in because I think that's kind of that's the biggest sucker bet of all.
It's up there, yeah.
In a lot of ways, but I played it because I'm playing around, whatever. But yeah, I came one bet short of $5 cashing $480.
I would props to Vegas. I missed two parlays, one by a half a reception.
Yeah.
And one by like a yard and a half.
Mm-hmm.
I just missed them. And I'm like, gee, how did they get that close in predicting, you know?
It's almost like they do it for a living.
Well, but I could spend 40 hours a week.
It is uncanny.
And I'm not getting that close.
It is uncanny how close they get to a lot of those lines.
Let's get to the games. But I will say this, 10 leg parlays, keep doing them, Dennis.
I will keep
doing them.
Mm-hmm. If it's a free 10-leg parlay and you got a shot at winning $440,
was not free.
He said it was a bonus bet.
I'm just saying.
Did you or did you not say it was a bonus bet?
I have enough money to buy into a bourbon company here locally.
There you go.
Well, why didn't we get invited to buy into this bourbon company?
Because you don't have enough money to do it.
Oh, really?
I mean, are we really going to talk about finances right now?
Well, you said
I've got $5 to lose on a $5 damn bet, Brad Taylor.
Well, there's no need to
get back in your cage.
Here's the thing. When the lottery's over $1 billion, I will spend $2 to buy myself a lottery ticket. The chances of me winning, next to nothing. But you know what? It's worth that $2 to dream.
Would you like to invest in a bourbon company?
I might.
You might? Yeah. Let's find a different one other than his.
I'm going to give him $10.
No.
Actually, I owe you $20, Dennis.
In.
Huh?
Oh.
Brad, I'm sorry you're a sucker.
I'm a sucker. Why? How about a sucker?
Some of us have a lot of fun doing this. You should join us sometime. Thanks, buddies.
You're welcome, buddies. Mm.
I only see one buddy there. I'm not. It's singular, not plural.
Well, you always say, "May the winners be yours," and
yeah,
they're not even singular all the time. Sometimes they're negative.
First game on Saturday.
Good one.
are you guys happy with yourselves? You guys gonna have a little victory parade? Da, 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 da. Wave the flag around. Congratulations. First game Saturday. Houston Texans and the Baltimore Ravens. Not only are we having the number one seeds play on Saturday, but what are you doing now?
Oh, that's your fantasy football winnings.
Oh,
that is legit yours.
Oh, yeah. How much money did Brad get this year for his fantasy football winnings?
Not a dime.
In our two leagues.
He got to retire.
Yeah, I'm retired.
So unless, which means I got to find more people to play.
Unless a certain emailer joins the league, and then I'm back in. Anyway. Baltimore Ravens, 9.5-point favorites over C.J. Stroud of the Texans. Total 43 here. Beer Man, you are the big winner from last week. Some guy told you that you were the man and apparently doesn't listen to the other people on this show. That's okay. some of us who do this professionally.
Total and the line again?
9.5, 43.5. Ravens over Texans. Beer Man, you're up.
I know you were going to come to me first because I wasn't going to be prepared. But earlier in the year, these two teams faced each other. Ravens won quite comfortably 25-9, but that was, I believe, C.J. Stroud's first NFL game. C.J. Stroud has gotten better.
He has? When did that happen?
Week 7? Gotcha. And then he regressed.
Duly noted.
Duty noted?
Duly.
Duty.
Oh. Duty.
Baltimore.
I can smell it from here.
A couple years back, they lost in the first round to Tennessee because they allowed Derrick Henry to run all over them. So they basically came out and said they're not going to allow this. I think Baltimore wins and wins big. Give me the chalk on this one.
Yeah, this is a tough game because I don't want to take Baltimore minus 9.5, but for the purpose of this podcast and me not buying any extra points or parlaying or teasing, I'm going to take Baltimore minus 9.5 in this game. I think you're right, Beer Man. I think last year was a long and lonely year for the Baltimore Ravens, and I think they're happy to be back in. I think they're happy to have a healthy Lamar Jackson. I think that they are going to show up for the game this time. Plus, I mean, you know, maybe it's the Harbaugh's year. C.J. Stroud has had a great run. I don't think he makes it this week. I think he's going to have a tough time. I mean, this line is telling me that Houston's going to have a tough time scoring, which they haven't had, which has not been indicative of their games this year. But something about this line is not right. I'm thinking Brad or maybe Dylan Goday can tell us a little bit something about the weather. Because otherwise, I'm curious about the over in this game. But it's coming down, right? It was 44 earlier in the week.
That is correct.
So tell us, Brad, where do we stand with that line?
You're taking the Ravens?
I'm taking the Ravens.
You're taking the Ravens?
You got that right.
Wrong again!
Yes!
I am taking the Texans.
And thank
the
God.
Reason why. Let's talk
about it. Oh, my God.
I'm
so happy to hear this. I was scared.
The last 20 years. In this round of the playoffs.
I'm checking this box, yes.
I'm getting somewhere with
sure.
this.
No.
Road teams in this round of the playoffs against the spread, 44-35-1. Underdogs in this round of the playoffs, 46-32-1. And teams facing a team that's on a bye, and that's the Ravens here, 41-32-1. Now, you guys could act like you're sleeping. You guys could act like, oh, you're boring me to death with your, you know, modern technology there, Brad. I'm trying to cash tickets. I'm taking the dog here. I'm taking the Texans. Also, Dylan Goday did tell us, windy under, Exhibit A, number one windy under, Baltimore this week. Dog and under, give me the Texans.
Windy under, yes, but the best kicker the NFL has ever seen will also be on the field.
So. Mark Andrews is back, too.
Mark Andrews coming back. Well, how do you feel about that 20 years, Rip Van Winkle?
Is Burt Jones and Lydell Mitchell coming back for Baltimore? Yeah, if you know those, I bet you guys don't even know who I'm talking about.
Johnny Unitas threw to him.
There you go. You don't even know what I'm talking about.
Don't know, don't care.
Exactly.
Not apropos to this conversation.
Aspros. What?
Aspros pros.
Next game.
Oh, we're done?
Wow, that was quick.
I mean, what?
Exciting. We're moving on.
He's talking about the last 20 years. You know what they don't factor into the last 20 years? Emotion and heartache, which is what Baltimore has felt for the last several years.
You know what I felt for the last several minutes? anguish toward the both of you. Next game.
Let's recap. Beer Man, 5-1.
Good question, Brad. Why is your hand on my leg?
Because it's frozen there. It's frozen from the frostbite
that's
I got.
Cute. That's cute. You're just trying to warm up, I guess.
Yeah, exactly. Maybe you'll shake your leg up and down. And next game. San Francisco 49ers. 9.5-point favorites over the Green Bay Packers. How did the Packers get here? 9.5 is a line. 50.5 is a total. Dennis.
Yeah, I'm going to take San Francisco minus the points in this game, too. Brad, you convinced me. In the last 20 years, you're right. That trend is about to be bucked. And you know what rhymes with bucked?
Lucked.
Your weekend.
What just happened?
I don't think that.
You're up.
I don't think Green Bay is going to survive this either. I think that Jordan Love's lucky run has run out. He'll be great next year, just like C.J. Stroud, two quarterbacks of the future. We get to see him in action this weekend, and we get to see him fall on their face and live for another day. San Francisco's run game is just way too much for this Green Bay defense. Green Bay's defense is going to be a problem this weekend, and you're going to see it in live Technicolor action.
I think you're going to see the biggest difference between a 1 seed and a 7 seed this weekend. I'm with you, Dennis. And I know Brad's going to disagree with us again. But
right
that
again,
means,
beer man.
But that means we're going to go up 2-0.
Yeah.
On day one.
How fun is this going to be? Like, fast forward 7 days into the future, right? Poor little Brad sitting over there, pockets turned inside out, sifting through the copper pennies and back and the dry lint from his little frowny face, and just, you know, asking us for maybe a little handout.
In the last 20 years.
Oh, my God. We don't have to listen to this again. Give us a factual reason why.
I love the dog in this spot. We talked about the bye teams, how they struggle in this spot against the spread because they're always overvalued. We're looking for value. Give me the pack here. Nobody's on their side. Ironside over here is. Give me the pack getting the 9.5. And another windy under here. Give me under the 50.5 total.
Wow, 50.5, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. No, I like the under in that too. Making a note.
Oh, you're agreeing now. Oh, well, exactly. Well, thank you very much.
I have to agree with you every once in a while.
Keep me occupied.
Any port in the storm. Every squirrel finds a nut.
Are you
every
done?
Day has its dog. Wait, every dog has its day.
Every day should have a dog, too.
Yeah.
Every rose has its thorn.
Thank you.
Yeah. You know what? For the next 30 days, I'm going to get a dog each day.
Wow.
That's awesome.
Clearing the shelter myself.
How big is your house again?
You're not big enough for 32 dogs, I can tell
right.
You.
You better win some of these bets.
If I were you, I'd wait until February. You get one less dog. Two less dogs.
Next game. Sunday. Let's go up to the dome. They're playing this game indoor, guys. Detroit and Tampa.
So a dome is synonymous with indoors?
Very good.
I never made the connection.
Lions, 6.5-point favorites. 49.5 is the total. Beer man.
So you're talking about windy unders and the fact that this game is in a dome. Did you see what Todd Bowles had to answer to a reporter?
Mm-mm.
She was like, now, you know, the weather up north has been really, really cold. How is your team going to adjust? And he goes, well, I think if we can get through the 20-second walk between our bus and the dome, we're going to be okay.
That's the worst question since they asked Doug Williams, how long have you been a black quarterback?
I have props to him, but my goodness, what's the line on this game?
6.5.
Oh, that's big.
That is a big line. And 49.5.
Detroit's a 6. You know what? My opinion, no way Tampa Bay wins this game, but I do feel like it's going to be closer than 6.5, maybe even a backdoor cover. So I'm going to take the Buccaneers in this one.
I don't think Baker Mayfield can be stopped right now. He's got his swagger back. The kid is – he looks good.
He had swagger to begin with? What do you mean he got it back?
He had lots.
He didn't earn it, but he had it.
You remember, he had tons of swagger. We're not talking about – what was the guy from – what was the quarterback that preceded him? What was his name? The joke? The terrible Johnny Manziel.
Oh, I was like, what team are we talking about?
It's hard.
Yeah, exactly.
It's hard to think about Cleveland quarterbacks, first of all. I mean, there's been so many in so little time.
Brian Sipes.
He didn't have Brian Sipes. Yes.
Bernie Kosar, a.k.a. Yeah. QB Browns on Tecmo Bowl.
Derek Anderson.
I mean, Derek Anderson.
Pro Bowler.
He was one of the better ones.
Yeah. Tim Couch.
Well, sure. Nah. But how stupid do you think Cleveland feels now after signing letting Baker go, signing Deshaun Watson, and now, you know, and this year they had five quarterbacks start for the team this year in 17 games. It's an NFL record. I just think that Baker Mayfield is going to be pretty pumped to take the field for Tampa Bay. I think it's going to be a good game. I think they cover this game. I think they could win it. We're going to have one upset this weekend. Might as well be this one. And I'm not convinced that, you saw what Matthew Stafford and the Lions did to the Detroit Lions in the second half of that game. they are vulnerable in that secondary. So
they're what?
Vulnerable.
Oh, okay.
Vulva-able?
Yeah, you didn't say it right the first time.
Did I not?
That's all right.
That's all right. Well, thanks for making fun of me, Brian.
Yeah.
Takes a real man to, like, just...
Hey, nobody asked you.
Did you say... speak for a living. Nobody Sorry if we you. Stumble every
yeah,
so often.
The difference between you and me is that I don't have to do it live, and I can't mess up and say, oh, here's a song from Def Leppard. Oh, I got to scratch that out. I'm sorry. Def Leppard. Yeah, I don't get to do that. I got to go live.
My God, everything is about him. Everything.
Really?
Is about you.
Darn right it is.
You're...
You know what? I'm going to start listening to the show just to point out his flaws.
I am too. Well, hang on. He's getting ready to make another one right now. Brad, what do you think about the game?
Where at the end of the show, they pointed out the flaws.
Yeah, it's fun.
Wasn't that PTI?
It's fun to be human, Brad. I don't know if you know that, Brad. Have you ever experienced a flaw in your life? Because I'm looking at you right now, and it's like I'm gazing upon a golden Adonis. I mean, you are beautiful. You are
finally
stunning.
He's come to his senses over
I mean,
here.
You are a...
He's finally wiped those glasses clean.
Truly a creation of the one and only omniscient God.
Did you take Tampa Bay?
And omnipotent. Yes. I tell you, omniscient and omnipotent. Yes.
On what? Did you
yes,
say?
Exactly.
Vulnerable? Are you now?
Give me Tampa and the points. My favorite bet of the week on the side.
You're a sucker.
And I'm going over the total. In this one, the dome over. I'll take the over in the dome in this one. So there's my only over of the week. There's a sneak preview of what I'm picking in the next game, which is the next game is the big game.
Oh, next yeah. game.
Next game.
Next game.
Buffalo Bills at home. 2.5 is the consensus line as we speak. And the total here is 45.5. Josh Allen and the Buffalo. Patrick Mahomes, we're going to hear it all week. First road game ever in the playoffs. Blah, blah. And the Kansas City Chiefs. 2.5, 45.5. Dylan. No, you're up.
Mm, I got peanuts in my mouth.
You got what in your mouth?
My dog.
Oh, peanuts. I thought he said something else. Without the T.
Best bet in this game is the under in the second half. Kansas City's defense has been dynamite in the second half.
Their offense has been terrible in the second half. That's why they go
under. Well, that's true too, but they've opted a lot for field goals. Now, in this game, they may have to go for the touchdown because Vegas is telling us that Buffalo wins this game. We'll see. I'm going to take Buffalo. I'm conflicted because I really want Buffalo to win. I want to see Kansas City ousted. So I'll take Kansas City plus 2.5. And I'll take the under.
Buffalo could have, probably should have been, what, a 6 seed in the AFC, but they managed to claw their way back. One of the games that they won was against Kansas City. If Buffalo cannot beat Kansas City this year, you almost got to blow the team up because they're never going to be better. This is Kansas City's weakest team. Give me the Bills in this game to win handily.
Handily?
Handily.
I hope you're right.
Kansas City's averaging like 21 points a game. That's awful for them.
The Bills' defense scares me a little bit because of the injuries.
Wrong again.
Huh? I'm taking Kansas City.
Bring it on.
And the windy under, because I'm taking all the dogs and the 3 outdoor games under, and I'm going over in the dome. So there you go.
Give me the Kansas dome. City. What dome are they in?
Detroit. The Detroit game.
Why are we back on that one?
Do you think they're ready for the cold?
And Detroit? Yes.
A 20-second bus walk from the bus.
Now, would you guys be opposed to a moneyline parlay of Niners and Ravens on Saturday? Just a big, huge moneyline parlay of those two guys.
As soon as the schedule was announced or everybody knew where they were going to be, I said I will take all four home teams this weekend to win.
Just straight up. So you're taking all four home teams. Would that be a money line parlay?
I would do a money line parlay on all four home teams, yeah. Mm.
I don't know if I could do that. What about you?
I don't think I could do that. I think I could do Baltimore and San Fran, but, you
know. Money line straight up winner, yeah.
Money line straight up winner parlay.
You're not going to get much bang for your buck on that.
Getting ready to
do the math on that there, Beer Man.
Working on it as we speak.
By the way, Cincinnati and Texas, great unranked traps for Saturday college basketball.
Is that right?
Yep.
This is not a basketball podcast.
I know, but I'm just trying to help you guys out because my basketball picks have been pretty good lately, knock on wood.
Let him fill the time.
Yeah, exactly. I'm just trying to help you out here, Barry.
I mean, being nice to you for a change. It's not like I like it. Don't get too cocky.
It's not
basically
like
for a $10 money line bet on Baltimore and San Francisco, you will win back $5.13.
Mm.
There you go.
What was that, minus 500?
Minus 195.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Yeah.
I mean, listen, here's the thing, though. Vegas has its – I mean, there's – it's inexplicable. You can't explain because it doesn't make sense.
I just
that's when you should take lines that don't make sense. That's why I love.
Kind of agree with that
because both of these teams winning, as probable as it seems, is highly improbable in the land of sand.
So, and in theory, the four home teams on the money line, it's a good. You know, you would think, hey, I got the favorite in all four games. Gonna be fine, but it's tough in the real world. It's tough to have all four of those games kind of push out. Yeah, dude, let's see what the four.
25 bucks on a $10 bet.
There you go.
Okay,
I just placed that bet.
So do this math. Money line, San Fran. Money line, Baltimore. Money line, Buffalo. Tampa Bay plus the points.
Oh. Hang on.
A chink in the armor.
$10 is going to win you $39.
Now, that's the bet I'm talking about.
Well, because you got a minus 110 in one of those. Because the Tampa is a minus 110. Yeah. And that improves your odds as opposed to the minus whatever, five, whatever.
If you did Tampa Bay on the money line, that would give you $73.33 on a $10 bet.
I was getting ready to ask you to do that. Yeah.
Ooh, money line. That would be a tough one, though. I mean,
there's going to be an upset this weekend, fellas. There's going to be probably.
I agree with that.
Probably going to be two upsets.
So I wouldn't be opposed to putting the same amount in a money line on all four dogs. And if one of them comes through, you've made a nice little profit, especially if it's one of the Saturday games.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I wouldn't be opposed to that at all. Now, it's ugly. It's like taking Louisville in the points the other night in basketball against North Carolina. You know it's a stinker. You know you have no chance to win. But if you're getting so many points, I'll take it.
Looking at last year, so we go back 1 year.
Yeah.
Kansas City was at home against Jacksonville. Kansas City won. Philly was at home against the Giants. Philly won. San Francisco was at home against Dallas. San Francisco won. The other game was Buffalo and Cincinnati. Cincinnati won, but I think you and I would agree Cincinnati was the better team going into that game. Plus, they had the motivation of feeling like they got screwed.
And they were also the underdog, too, though.
I know they were the underdog. Well, but I would say I don't necessarily say there has to be an upset.
No, you're right. I mean, there doesn't have to be, but there's going to be one. There's going to be at least one team we'll cover this weekend.
Oh, cover is – and I took Tampa Bay as that team to cover.
Yeah.
Which I don't even know how great I feel about that, but
– Brad, would you agree – would you say that Tampa Bay is your favorite cover this weekend?
Yes. I've said that on my show all week, basically.
Yeah.
That Tampa – public's against them, and every time this line tries to go to seven, there are some books where it goes to seven, boom, the Sharps get on it, and it jumps right back to 6.5. So that tells you – they're just lying in wait to get this seven with Tampa Bay. Okay.
And that's great information, too. Just watching the lines when it moves and bounces back, that is really a great technique to use. If you, anytime you're looking at the lines in these games, you know, look at them when they first come out and then look at them later in the week and see where.
Are you giving me credit for something, Dennis?
Yeah.
Oh, well, thank you.
You have a good point every once in a while.
We are an informational podcast.
We are. Speaking of which, your best bets of the weekend. The one bet that you would say, boom, if I only could bet one game, this would be it.
Tampa Bay plus the points. And I think the over in that game is probably the most likely over of the weekend.
Absolutely. I would agree with this. The over that would be.
Are you saying that you would agree with me?
Oh, I've been on all the air all week saying Tampa's my favorite dog, but I have another total that I like better.
You know what? If my one favorite bet is probably going to be Buffalo over Kansas City, and I know I'm riversiding both of you on that one.
I think Buffalo wins that game. I'm playing against my heart because I would love to see Kansas City ousted.
Then why are you taking Kansas City?
Because if I win the bet, then I win money, right?
Oh, okay.
But if I lose the bet, okay, even better. Oh, I just lost $10.
Oh,
and guess what? I don't have
Kansas
to see.
Kansas City's out of the playoffs.
I don't have to see Taylor Swift.
Do you need help?
Travis Kelce, Patrick Mahomes, Andy Reid,
Len Dawson, Otis Taylor.
Yeah.
Hank Stram.
Tony Gonzalez.
Oh boy, talk about a fantasy wonderkind.
Yeah.
That guy was the best.
Anyway, but I do. I really do think that Buffalo wins the game.
My favorite sides in total: Tampa and the points, and under in Baltimore. That's going to be a big weather game. We've seen this line drop 2 points since it opened. I think you'll probably see it drop a little bit more. So if you're looking to play under in Baltimore, I would play it sooner rather than later. So there you have it, folks.
I was going to say my next favorite bet is the Kansas City under.
That would be a good one, too.
Mm-hmm.
I think if you rank the windy unders in order, for me it would be Baltimore, Buffalo, and then San Fran, and then over in the dome game with Detroit. So there you go.
Yeah.
There you go. So we're all in agreement, which means we're going to go broke this weekend.
We're
folks.
Screwed.
Yes, exactly.
The weather in Baltimore on Sunday. Are they playing Sunday or Saturday?
Saturday.
Saturday, okay. The weather on Saturday, sunshine and clouds mixed. Winds 10 to 20. So you do have a little bit of that windy under, windy. But 27 is what you would expect in January.
Well, it's not as much. And history has told us the cold is one thing, but the wind is what really makes a big difference in the ball kicks and passes and things like that. So, and Dennis, are you okay over there?
Yeah, I thought I had the weather in San Francisco here. Here we go. San Francisco, what time tomorrow evening, right?
It's a night game tomorrow, yeah.
The night game tomorrow evening. Okay, we have 56 degrees, rain. 40% chance at 6 o'clock, 80% chance 7 o'clock, 80% chance 8 o'clock.
I checked the weather in the dome in Detroit, 72.
72.
And
you have the Celsius number for that?
And
do you have the wind in the dome there?
72 and LED.
Did they open the doors at any point in the
they can't do that.
That's what Bill Parcells would do at Giants Stadium when he was coach there, is when the other team was kicking, he would have the people open the doors in the end zones to the stadium.
Really?
Yeah.
Was that legal?
If they knew about it, it wouldn't have been, I can promise you.
So. Weather in Buffalo, again, winds 10 to 15, but clouds and sun, although that time of day it's going to be dark.
Oh, thank you. Dylan Godet. Are you trying to take Dylan Godet's job?
Absolutely not. He's wonderful at the weather.
He is. A lot better than we are.
Yeah.
But he's also on board with the windy unders.
Although it would be nice to work with Ramey.
It would be nice. I haven't seen her lately.
We haven't talked about Ramey Cohen lately.
She's still on?
Oh, yeah.
I don't go in your...
in our studio?
As much anymore while she's on, I guess.
We leave WTVQ, Channel 36, on pretty much round the clock.
Yeah.
And I happen to be on the air usually when she's on the air, so we just kind of make eyes at each other.
I don't know why they haven't put me on the air over there talking about sports gambling.
Wow, you guys, let's think about all the reasons why.
I don't know why wouldn't they?
Podcast is how long?
Not too long for me.
Not long enough, right.
No, it's too long for me. But that's okay. I can do a show by myself, which I've proven, and don't have to, do stop over what I say.
Please tell us more about your life and your travels.
It is time for Brad Taylor's This Is Your Life with Brad Taylor.
I've moved on to Bane Froney, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
I'm off Ramey. I'm on Bane.
Who's Bane Froney?
She's the weather girl.
Is she weather? Yeah, she is weather.
She's a meteorologist, sure.
18?
I think so. Yeah. LEX.
I'm not familiar with her work.
Oh, good
so
stuff.
She outranks Ramey Cohen?
For me, yeah. That's not a knock against Ramey.
Okay. Well, Ramey Cohen was a pinch runner in the SEC. I hope you know that.
You know what? We need to do some research on Bane to see what maybe she filled in for back in college.
I don't think she was a pinch runner. I think she was running something else, if you know what I'm saying. Whoa, everybody.
I don't know what you're talking about
you
right
now.
You
know exactly what I'm talking about. Anyway, she was my muscle when I was running my, business back in the day. Yeah, exactly. All right, any farting shots before we get out of here? Thank God this thing has only lasted 30-something minutes today.
I got nothing.
That's the truth. That's the first thing I agree with you on all day. You've got nothing. Absolutely right.
Here's all you need to know about Bane Froney. She graduated from Arizona State University.
Oh, so she's a sundown.
So she parties.
Mm.
She's a peach devil. Absolutely. Mm. I knew a girl in Atlanta. She called herself Peach Devil. Oh, I've seen her. I think. No, Ramey's got her totally out of line.
Again, we all have our own opinions.
You're right. We have our own opinions.
Why do we want to talk? Why are we comparing? Why don't we just start up the Facebook all over again? Yes, I said the Facebook.
Are you on the Facebook?
Yeah.
I'm on the Twitter and the Facebook.
Why don't we just pick girls over each other and tell them how one is deficient and not as worthy as the other? What a terrible thing to do in this generation of Me Too.
All right, we're going to have rankings. Next week, we're going to rank the local TV women.
How about we let the listeners of this podcast rank us?
How about that? That would be a runaway.
I don't think your ego could take it.
You know what? I guarantee you this. I guarantee you I would have no second place votes. It would be either he's the greatest or he's the worstest of all time. Because that's kind of the way my listeners tell me when I pick against Kentucky and they happen to win. It's not good. So, Beer Man, what are your big birthday plans for the rest of the day?
I'm going to
go to Chick-fil-A?
No.
No?
I'm going to be snowed in. I'm going to have at least one Guinness tonight. Maybe a shot of good tequila.
Will you come by the Twisted Cork? I'll buy you a Guinness.
I'm pondering that.
Yeah.
I do want to get out
come
tonight.
Come by. Let's have a Guinness together tonight. On your birthday. That'd be great.
Would you buy me one?
If you show up.
Would you buy me one, Dennis?
Would you show up?
If you would buy me everything I would eat and drink for the night.
Done.
Okay.
We've seen your wallet. It has no bills on it.
All right, exactly. I'm broke today. What am I going to do?
You know what? You come with the Twisted Cork tonight. It's on me.
Everything.
If for my birthday, it's on me.
Hookers, cocaine, everything.
Everything that Twisted Cork sells.
What do they sell? Do they sell food?
They don't sell cocaine.
They don't sell cocaine?
No.
Are you sure?
I'm positive.
I will get top shelf tequila. Ask? I will get top shelf tequila. If they had Pappy, I would buy you a shot of Pappy.
I don't know. I got to study for tomorrow's 100-something college basketball game.
Yeah, I'm going to be on the show, too.
Oh, that's right. Well, one of us has to be prepared. God knows. Sheesh. All right, any more farting shots?
Nope.
No?
Happy birthday, Beer Man. We love
you. Happy birthday, Beer Man. Well, love is a very strong word. But we're grateful that you're on the show, and we do care about you very much.
Thanks.
Despite what you know you may hear during this show, the usual insults and humiliations.
5-1 last week.
Boy, that's all you're falling back on. Here I am trying to give you a compliment. I'm 5-1. Don't forget, I'm 5-1. Yeah. And then if you parlayed all six of those, you'd still be a loser. I wonder if somebody is listening to what I just said. I didn't parlay
all six of those.
I know. That's good. So you made a nice profit, unlike some people would have if they had parlayed all six of those.
He didn't parlay. He made a nice profit, too. He lost a $5 parlay that he could have won $400 on.
Yeah.
But you know what? How much excitement did you have?
Oh, my God. I was watching the game.
Did you have $5 worth of excitement?
My God.
You're damn right you
did. You're damn right I did. Hey, Brad, how much fun did you have watching all your picks?
You really want to know how much football I watched last weekend?
Zero.
Why do you say that?
Because you don't even care.
Well, it's not that I don't care. I care about when I open the apps and I see, okay, how much money do I have in the thingamajigger?
He's the guy that watches the ticker for the New York Stock Exchange.
Let me ask you something, Brad. Have you ever done anything in your life where you paid a little bit of money and had fun at it?
I used to.
Anything that brought you joy or happiness? A smile upon your face, perhaps?
I don't know.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
I mean, I don't have to buy stuff like that. I mean, those things are the best things in life are free.
Why should I disagree?
Have to go out and buy fun?
I totally disagree.
Really?
Remember when we went to Vegas for your last birthday, Beer Man?
That was two years ago. Yep.
Remember that?
That was fun.
Was that all free?
No.
No, we paid quite a bit.
I actually went into the hole on that vacation.
Did we not have fun, though?
We had a blast.
Oh, my God.
We had a blast. The AVN Awards got to be coming up, too. I need to go out to Vegas for that.
You're nominated this year, right?
No. Best viewer.
Joke of the day, Beer Man. There's your winner right there.
Most downloads. This year's winner is, again,
for the fourth straight year.
And they show the nominees all on the screen, and they're all a bunch of losers.
For those of you still listening to the podcast, thank you very much. God bless you. And you are saints. You are more of a saint than Dorothy Mantooth. Cheers and happy betting this weekend.
Thanks so much for joining us. And until the next time, as always.
Thanks, buddies.
If you missed it, Dennis just slapped his ass right in front of us.
For the Super Bowl, do you say may the winner be yours?
Well, not if you have side total props.
Not if you have parlays.
10-leg parlays.
We're going to have Super Bowl.
We're going to have a an educational seminar.
I'm going to do at least a 10-game parlay on every game this weekend. And Brad, I'm going to watch your face melt. While your brain struggles to even understand why somebody would do something like that.
Let me tell you the bet that you would have cringed on that I made this weekend. I bet on four different players in the Detroit LA game. First time touchdown score.
Oh, okay.
It cost me $8. One of my four hit. I won $12 back.
Boom.
I will admit, I've been playing a few props lately, but they've been pizza money props. They're like a quarter of a unit. So. This
would be a good time for you to thank me for the Cade Otton over in receiving yards.
I did have that, the
and
pizza
if you,
money.
If you laddered it, oh, my God.
Brad's pizza money props are my game props.
Right?
He's betting Donato's pizza money when I'm betting Totino's pizza money.
Yeah, right.
Boy, that joke was good the first time I heard it, just like it was right now.
Not everyone got to hear it.
That's true.
May the winners be yours.
May the winners be yours. Jerks. Ric Flair.
Woo!
Anything else?
Put those in the cup.